This is episode 454, assuming I can count right, of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of February 7th through February 13th, 2026. What's new this week? Ben Jordan talks privacy, anarchism, and the war on flock cameras from Black Rose Federation. What's this? An A News story about Ben Jordan that is not in the video section? What's this? A Black Rose Fed piece that doesn't make me grit my teeth? Here we are. Jordan is a musician who has been making YouTube videos where he exposes bad practices and bad tech. His perspective tends to be more along the lines of, this is a bad use of these tools, e.g. easily hacked by official bad actors, etc., rather than explicitly anti-state or anti-tech, but he provides useful anarchist-friendly information and sometimes even uses the word anarchy. The questions asked here are predictable, but Jordan comes across as charmingly straightforward and down-to-earth. Also, that dog is cute.
Reinventing Green Anarchy, from Free Range Egghead by Andrew McLaverty Robinson. A response to an article on degrowth and food sovereignty by Antonio Roman Aklala in Degrowth Journal. McLaverty Robinson goes through the points made by the degrowth article, noting that Roman Aklala focuses on kinds of anarchist thinkers who didn't so much address environmental concerns. Noel Perlman, Zerzan, nor John Moore, for example. Quote, people need to be conscientized to think in a broader plane of imaginal possibilities on the basis of their own desire, and to think concretely in terms of ways to exercise whatever power they have to realize these desires. They are resistant to doing this because they are afraid of the powerful and or attached to phantasms which limit what they can think. The main barrier to scalability of local, voluntary, grassroots projects, which are easily replicated, is that normies do not copy them. Although there are times and places where, for example, cooperatism involved millions of people, unquote. McLaverty Robinson is always worth contending with, and some of us enjoy the subverting expectations image chosen for this story.
Call for submissions for First Montreal Anarchist Day of Critique, Response, etc. From Anonymous. This year's theme is technology. Quote, using tools and techniques to extend the will is no novel concept, just ask the crow, but the tangle of a primate desire to hammer and the ever-increasing number of nails is a fair bit more complicated than that of our avian fellows. Join us to dissect these desires and discuss the various anarchists' relationships to, or assessments of, technology, unquote. Love an announcement with a sense of humor. A contact email is given. Sounds like a good time.
PIU number 7 Psychic Submissions, from Artemis Thoreau. Quote, for this issue, we are talking about health. As always, we don't want to restrain the creativity of submissions, so whatever you feel is relevant. I don't know where I just went.
We went on a different road.
I traveled for a second there.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. As always, we don't want to restrain the creativity of submissions, so whatever you feel is relevant or fun. It may mean a discussion of an individual's mental, emotional, and or social condition. It may be the health of the collective humanity or the biosphere. It could also mean a critique of health as a meaningful idea, unquote. Only cutting-edge, creative, and fun perspectives need apply. Deadline is May 31st. Contact email given.
Revolution Times, new international website for the revolution, from revolutiontimes.world. A new class-focused project is announced. Quote, in the current period, our class is struggling and fighting. How do we get to world revolution? This site is a tool for forging links, meeting, and participating, along with others, in this global collective effort to pierce the fog of the present. To this end, we want to report on the uprisings currently taking place, work to build a collective vision of the revolution and its victory, promote the real struggles of our class in everyday life, unquote. Baby projects are cute, right? Right.
Right. A statement of solidarity and refusal from Anonymous. This unsigned statement of solidarity exemplifies some embarrassing things. What does solidarity from no known person mean? What does international solidarity mean? What does solidarity with a nation mean for anarchists? Threading the needle by supporting Palestinian people, but not necessarily any nascent Palestinian state, is a step. But some Palestinian people are presumably for and will make up some future Palestinian state. So what's a well-meaning anarchist group to do? We want to be for something, and not just against. Saying we're against tyranny, genocide, state encroachment, etc., doesn't have enough specificity or punchiness. This is what I think of on reading this post, which is more a polemic than anything to do with solidarity. And as a screed, it's fine. Anti-electoral, anti-state, humble, not didactic, but, you know, what does solidarity mean? We know what it means. Let's hope the writers here know as well.
An anarchist critique of postmodernism and post-anarchism from Dark Knights. This starts out and goes on to include a few valid, even important points, but then turns into runny shit. Yes, capitalists have learned to use everything, including their enemies, to maintain the system. No, that doesn't mean that your vision of us all going back to a unified revolution will now, or was ever going to, work. Yes, when we're overloaded by external forces, we do focus more on personal issues. But your vision of a Nazi-esque revolution was, again, never going to work. Yes, some form of the individual is overvalued in today's culture, but A, that has always been true in the US, B, putting the increase in that tendency on postmodernism requires evidence not given here, and C, these wannabe chimpanzees seem to be conflating postmodernism and capitalism in a way that just mystifies and creates a boogeyman. This article is manipulative, confusing, and reductive. Read it only if you want to be angry for some reason. I mean, surely you're angry already, right? Why add to your aggravation? I didn't like that article! Can you tell?
I thought you liked it.
I really did
like
it.
Glowing, the opposite of a condemnation. Anti-condemnation. I think that's what the word is there. I know English. Setting the Wasatch Front on fire. From Black Rose Federation. Introducing the Salt Lake local of the Black Rose Rosa Negra. Quote, "It is in the midst of this activity that our newfound local is born, ready to deepen our roots and build towards a free Salt Lake. As a local of Black Rose Anarchist Federation, we invite all anarchists in Salt Lake and Utah to read our shared program, connect with our members, and consider joining our struggle." Unquote. At least the headline is on fire. Or is it?
Some contributions to anarchism from contemporary critical thought. From Autonomies by Tomas Ibanez. To console us for having three irritating stories this week, we get a lovely, thoughtful piece from Ibanez. A revisiting of Foucault, Meditations on Power and Freedom, Thoughts on the Benefits of Attending to Thinkers Who Don't Identify as Anarchist, etc. Quote, "It is a fact that, in claiming to be anarchic, political anarchism limited itself to contemplating only one of the two faces of that two-faced entity that is the Ark. It focused on the side represented by power, Kratos, ignoring the other side represented by foundational principles. It interpreted the anarche, anarchy, as a struggle against Kratos, a fight for its eradication, without paying sufficient attention to the fact that anarchy also consisted of the absence of foundational principles. In this way, the anarchy of political anarchism surreptitiously preserved a part of the arche, and this preservation prevented it from being genuinely anarchic. That is, truly neither non-dominating nor susceptible to domination, in dominante, or, in other words, completely detached from the production of effects of domination." Unquote. Using the Latin to have a more nuanced conversation about power makes me wish I'd taken Latin. Someone set up a conversation between Ibanez and Sean Wilbur, and then make me a fly so I can sit on that wall.
Perdindu Roy Chowdhury transferred to new prison from Anarchist Black Cross Federation. Quote, "Perdindu Roy Chowdhury is an anarchist from Madison, Wisconsin, who was sentenced to 90 months in federal prison for attacking a building with a Molotov cocktail in the wake of the leak of the draft opinion in Dobbs v. Jackson, Women's Health Organization, overruling Roe v. Wade. He targeted the building because it was occupied by an anti-choice organization, Wisconsin Family Action. Roy Chowdhury acknowledged spray-painting the message, 'If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either,' on the outside of the building. No one was in the office at the time. Roy Chowdhury pleaded guilty on December 1st, 2023. He was ordered to pay nearly $32,000 in restitution and was serving his sentence at FCI Marion. He received a 7.5-year sentence." Unquote. Anyway, write an anarchist prisoner today, for fuck's sake. Snail mail address is given. He likes puzzles and Terry Pratchett novels.
5 years of coup. Burmese anarchists within and without the revolution. From Crimethink. An interview with one Burmese anarchist, Htet Kyein So. Biographical background is given for this Burmese anarchist, and then the interviewer asks normal crime think kinds of questions about political actions, changes in Burma over time, political movements, etc. This is long and informative and at times touching. Quote, after the 44th Street raid in Yangon, more young people, driven by outrage, joined assassination operations in the city. They named their group the 44th Street Urban Guerrilla Group, and revenge became a major motivation behind their actions. Personally, I always felt conflicted about these operations. I never actually aimed a gun at anyone, but because I worried about those comrades, most of them Gen Z kids, I often helped in other ways, keeping watch or driving them to and from operations. Step by step, I found myself involved anyway. For me, killing someone or even seeing someone die in front of me is extremely difficult to bear. It is a line I have never been able to cross emotionally. Unquote. One kind of rebuttal to the people who talk bigger than they know.
Dining with the Devil, from Freedom News UK, by Kel Farshia. I don't give a shit about Noam Chomsky. I wouldn't have posted this story on A-News. I don't consider Chomsky an anarchist. Child abuse is very bad. But witch hunts are also very bad. And the people who get wrapped up in them do a lot of harm that is invisibilized and ignored, as the push for purity is and always has been a cover. So my advice, don't go to Epstein Island, don't idolize academics, beware of people who tell you not to even talk to other people. Beware of people who want to fly you places. Beware of lots of loud people telling you to look over there. I think you should use very bad one more time.
Obituaries. On November 5th, Gabriella Bergamaschini died in Gattinara, from Biblioteca Anarchica L'Idea. Some brief notes here about her anarchist activity, some about other parts of her life and things that she did. Quote, of her we remember her commitment to the struggles, her stubbornness and determination, the sympathetic and unconditional support for the prisoners, and hatred for all injustices. Unquote. This week's podcast was sound edited by Rosinante. The What's New was written by Chisel, read by Chisel, and...
Table? I couldn't come up with anything and there's a table there. That's.
We hope this podcast is useful to and fun for anarchists in the anarcho-period.
I could pick another thing that I could see.